Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative, and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
Yes, of course, that is Bellex One on Radio Nova. The End Is Nigh. Brilliant tune. And featuring, of course, Mr. Paul Noonan. Paul Noonan, who you know, because Paul Noonan is a member of Bellex One. He's also a member of the Amazing Houseplants. And the other member of the Amazing Houseplants is Dahi. And Dahi is here with us now. How are you doing, Dahi?
I'm very good, yeah. I was with Paul last night. We were at Fantastival yesterday.
Oh, brilliant, yeah.
So that was a gorgeous one as well, yeah.
Is it the last Fantastival? Is that one?
It seems to be. I'm not sure if they're going to do another one, but... it's just a lovely, lovely group of people. There's a van culture that's got a real kind of a good festival kind of side of things, you know?
Yeah, we played it a couple of times.
Yeah,
and, it was just
lovely.
Great vibe. It was just brilliant.
Yeah, yeah, bit of rain, but it failed to dampen the regular spirits, as they say.
I think it's supposed, written on the ticket when you buy it.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bit of rain if you're buying it September.
Late in the year, yeah.
September festival, yeah. Dahi, he is here with us. If you'd like to get in touch, 087-1818-100. This is the All-Irish Hour. We play stuff that we know you love, like Bellex One. And we play stuff we think you're going to love, and we're going to go through that in a little while. So, yeah, we're here to chat to Dahi, because Dahi is part of an amazing festival, really an interesting kind of unique festival called Common Threads, which happens in the Burren in North Clare. And I suppose, as well as being, you know, Dahi, the recording artist and a member of Houseplants and all the other things that you do, runner of the Beekeepers, which is a brilliant kind of, I suppose, bespoke recording and rehearsal.
Recording. Yeah, house. Yeah,
I mean,
you know, a lot of things going on.
I assume your Google Calendar is just like insane amounts of color coding. Probably one of the biggest calendar syncs over the next little while is going to be Common Threads. 10th to the 12th of October in the Burren in North Clare. commonthreads.events is where you get tickets, and we'll chat about that in a second. But so what is Common Threads? It's a music festival, obviously.
Yeah, it is. So like, I moved back to Clare about 2 or 3 years ago, and one of the best things about the area that I'm in this, the Burren, it's like a beautiful location. There's like amazing places in all these different areas, but the hardest thing about living in those places is that the travel to get to different places. So if you have a gig, it's very, very hard to get people to go to a specific area and be able to come back. So myself and my kind of co-creator Peter, we kind of had a moment where we're kind of like, well, what if we could move the audience from place to place? So the idea with Common Threads is, you know, you kind of get up in the morning, we meet everybody, we drive everybody to the Alwi Cave, and we go down into the Alwi Cave and have a gig there. This year Colin McNamara is playing in the cave.
Amazing.
And then you kind of come up, and then there's an amazing Burren College of Art, which is this amazing art college that has an incredible exhibition space, so we go there next and put on a really amazing gig there. Niamh Regan is playing there, for instance, which is incredible. And then we kind of drive people down along the coast then, and they get this amazing sunset, and we go down to this institution of a pub called O'Donoghue's, which is down by the sea in Fenora, which is a gorgeous place. And we put a stretch tent out the back of there and have a kind of a big proper hooli and go really, really mad. And that was our kind of first idea. We're in our third year now, and we've kind of extended it out now. So we're doing it over 3 days. This year, our kind of major big development is that we're playing a gig in the church in Ballyvaughan as well. Mm. So St. John the Baptist Church. We have Martin Hayes playing in the church as well. So that's been absolutely incredible. So yeah, it's an incredible way to kind of see the Burren and get a huge amount of gig kind of ideas in there as well, and kind of really getting a nice amount of culture as well. I'm a huge fan of the kind of the road trip gig. Which
it's absolutely brilliant. And the lineup is exceptional. Martin Hayes, yeah. Colin McNamara, Morgan, Anna, Dahi, that's you, Niamh Regan, Roche, Lulla Hush, and then like brilliant people like Bantam and Graham Dolan and Sally Cinnamon and BQ, who I love as well. It just looks like such a brilliant festival, and I'd say that the bus in between venues, I'd say it's the best crack in the world.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, we've kind of heard reports, because I'm running around like a headless chicken a bit, like going from place to place, but we've heard that, like, you know, people have the same seats in the bus and stuff, and they'll meet people in a really, really nice way when they're going between the gigs and stuff. And
as the night goes on, you're leaning over the seats, having the chats.
Exactly,
the
yeah, you're getting of friendlier course. And friendlier. Yeah.
Like so school tour.
It's a lovely, lovely little school tour vibe, exactly, yeah.
I love it. It was such an interesting, brilliant idea. Common Threads. commonthreads.events is where you get tickets. I'm assuming it's pretty close to being sold out now.
It's pretty close, yeah. Now, we have kind of individual tickets for a couple of different sections, and they're still up for sale as well. They tend to go very quickly, but yeah, it's a beautiful kind of thing, and like we get kind of have a huge amount of people kind of coming down and stuff. So if you go to that website, that's kind of where all the tickets are available.
Yeah, commonthreads.events is the site. 10th to the 12th of October, so in 2 weeks. 2 weeks' time. Yeah, we're going to come back to this in a second and chat about some of the brilliant moments of Common Threads over the next little while. But first, why don't we play this? This is May Kay. May Kay of Fight Like Apes, of course. Her debut solo single. It's been a little while, but it's here. It's called Busted, and it's brilliant. And whatever you think it's going to sound like, it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like this. This is Busted by May Kay on Nova. Yeah, Sorka Richardson on Radio Nova, Map of Manhattan. I think that's one of my favourites of hers. Absolutely brilliant. We are doing the All-Irish Hour here on the Nova Guest List. It's a pleasure to have you. We're here with Doughy, one of the busiest men in Ireland. I mean, he's a musician as well, but also a very busy man.
With everything. Busyness is my profession, is that what we're saying? Yeah,
a professional busy man.
Busybody.
Busybody. But he is here because Common Threads is the big thing. It is the 10th to 12th of October in the Burren, North Clare. And just it sounds like an absolutely amazing event. You know, they have all these gigs in different places around North Clare and you get the bus in between them. And, you know, you get it's like an amazingly curated festival. Sounds amazing. Sorka Richardson played it last year.
She did, yeah. I got so lucky. We actually, myself and Sorka and Morgana actually was playing this year. We did a kind of a songwriting camp in the school in Inishere, in the island of Inishere, kind of off our coast.
Amazing.
We did it with the transition years there, and I was just so lucky because it was the first time I kind of really properly got to work with Sorka, and at the end of the thing I asked her if she'd be interested in playing, and she was, and she did an amazing gig last year for Common Threads in the Burren College of Art, and yeah, she's just so good in a room. She can really just hold a room herself and like kind of people hang on her every word, which is just an absolutely gorgeous thing, you know. It's great.
Yeah, my brother was into her like when she was in New York, and then he's like, have you heard of Sorka Richardson? And I was like, yeah, have you heard of Sorka Richardson? He's like, yeah, it's just, yeah, she was kind of wowing people, you know, a couple of years ago. But yeah. I love that Map of Manhattan song. So this year's lineup is similar kind of vibe. There's a kind of, I guess it's a lot of solo artists. I imagine a lot of kind of, you know, impressive performers in a room. Martin Hayes, Morgana, Niamh Regan, Roche, who is incredible, Colin McInerney. I think that intimacy must be really, really important to the festival.
Hugely, yeah. Like you're kind of, they are quite small gigs and they're quite intimate, so you really do get up and close and personal to kind of people. This year is kind of interesting because we kind of found that there's a kind of a really amazing, a bit of a renaissance kind of happening where people are kind of approaching Irish traditional music and kind of making contemporary music inspired by it at the moment. So we thought it'd be really interesting to kind of add a lot of those type of artists to the event. I think like Martin Hayes was kind of one of the initial people who kind of really elevated traditional music in a very specific way into kind of contemporary classical stuff. But yeah, like Roche is a really, really good example of somebody who's kind of coming up now. She is like a Shannos singer that mixes it with kind of a really interesting electronic music that's kind of like a bit like Burial, I suppose.
Spooky.
It's really spooky and it has this like amazing kind of sound to it, and it kind of has a lot of history. It feels really kind of in depth and stuff, which I really love. And yeah, so we thought we'd kind of approach it with a kind of a showcasing a couple of different people who do really interesting kind of Irish traditional stuff.
Yeah, no, it's
great.
Yeah, it's a great lineup. I really like it. But of course, you're playing with as yourself, and I'm assuming you'll be also bringing the you know, traditional Irish vibes to what you do. But last year, Houseplants played, and there's Houseplants news as well, which I was delighted to read about this week.
That's true. Yeah. So we did a session recently in the Beekeepers, which is a place that I run, that kind of where artists can kind of go and kind of write albums and stuff like that. We recorded just at the kind of the peak of, we had just been off the back of a tour, so we were kind of like really, really tight. We were really, really happy with how we sounded. So we took the opportunity to kind of film and record a really lovely live session of like an hour and a half of a gig. And we put that up on YouTube, and the response to that has been incredible. So we've decided to kind of put it out as an album as well.
Brilliant.
And it's brilliant because one of the best things about being in Houseplants as a band is that, like, you know, the live shows are these amazing big celebratory, they feel great, you know. So it's a great way to try and capture the kind of the live feel of Houseplants over everything else. So it's been lovely.
Yeah, I just had a check at the rules of music, and you can't actually release a live album until after your third album.
Oh, really? Oh,
so does anyone been in contact you about
that? We have the greatest hits lined up.
The greatest hits. Done,
but, we have the greatest hits lined up as well.
And the B-sides album, I assume, is coming next.
Yeah.
No,
Acoustic, that's the next one. Yeah,
yeah, no, I think that'll be absolutely brilliant. Live Houseplants are such electric kind of proposition, and it's a kind of a five-piece band. Nearly, is it a five-piece band?
Five-piece band.
Five-piece. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah. Hey, let's play something great by Houseplants. Up after this, we're talking to Dahi on Radio Nova. Yes, it's Radio Nova. It's Kieran McGuinness. So we're here with Dahi from the band Houseplants, and also from himself, from Dahi, and also from the Common Threads, the amazing Common Threads festival. So upcoming is the new Houseplants live EP, which is Live at the Beekeepers, and that's coming out in the next couple of weeks, I think.
Yeah, next couple of weeks. Yeah.
Amazing. And the last album by Houseplants, Half Known Things, it opened with the song In the Right Light.
Yeah, that's correct.
Which I absolutely love, and I love it because it's so noisy.
I think.
It's just wonky and brilliant, and I just think it's excellent. I'm going to play that now. Can you tell us a little bit, like, you know, the question is, where did that sound come from? The sound that kind of drives the main part. Was that experimenting, or was it that you found the sound and wrote the song around it, or?
There's an instrument called the organelle that Paul uses a lot in his own kind of solo stuff, and he had found a kind of a really nice melody from that. And then there is a kind of a practice in Houseplants where he'll send me something and I'll kind of try to mess it up as much as possible or try and come at it from a different way. So yeah, we ran it through. He was in my studio and we ran it through a distortion pedal, and it just created this insane massive distorted sound, and like we kind of both our eyes just kind of popped out of our heads a little bit. And then the real challenge is trying to build a song around a sound like that. And Paul came up with that line, "Everything is beautiful in the right light," kind of thing, you know. So it kind of, it's a beautiful way of kind of saying, it's like, here's a brash, hard, heavy thing, but it's beautiful when you look at it in a specific way and how you approach it, you know.
Absolutely. Well, let's play it. This is In the Right Light from Houseplants, and the live version's coming out on the Live at the Beekeepers album. It's Nova. It's a very deep note there. That is Houseplants, In the Right Light. Absolutely brilliant song from their most recent album, Half Known Things. And they have a new album coming out, which is a live version of their live set called Live at the Beekeepers. And we are here with Dahi from Houseplants, and also from Common Threads, which we are chatting about, that brilliant festival in the Burren from the 10th to the 12th of October. Mm-hmm. And you don't mind people from Dublin going down to it, you're okay with that?
We love people from Dublin going down, of course.
That's encouraged, basically. Yeah.
I really enjoy the kind of showing off the place to people. That's one of my favourite things to do since I've been there, you know. So yeah, this is like that on steroids, because you bring down hundreds of people at the same time, you know, so it's great.
Yeah. I love when you're sometimes you're down the country in a bus, and the bus driver's like, "I just need to pop home and get something."
Yeah, to jump in, like, yeah.
I presume that happens.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
So we're here with Dahi from lots of things. 087-1818-100 if you'd like to get in touch, or ask Dahi a question, and we'll read out some questions and go through those in a little while. One of the big acts playing is Morgana. Morgana, obviously, originally from Saint Sister, and she's gone out on her own. Morgana Party Hits, to call her for full title. And she's released some really exciting music, I think. And one of the songs is I'll Cry When I'm Dead. Have you heard her full album?
I have, yeah. I'm involved a little bit more than you might think. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of songwriting with her and stuff.
Really?
As well.
Okay.
I think she's one of the greatest songwriters in the country, you know. I've been in the studio with her a few times where she'll just be on a couch and I'll be playing stuff and she will just like pull songs out of the air. Like she's really incredible.
So you're working on some songwriting with her. That's brilliant. So the album is nearly done or almost there?
Yeah, she keeps writing really good tracks that keep kind of topping up. So she's a proper artiste. She kind of really, she thinks about the whole 360 degree of the track and everything like that. And yeah, proper pop star. She's amazing.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, she's going to be one of the main acts playing at Common Threads in October. Let's play her most recent single, I think. It's called I'll Cry When I'm Dead. There's just something excellent. There's a bit of Paul Simon in this that I absolutely love. Yeah,
that's true.
It's Morgana. It's Radio Nova. Yeah, that is Morgana on Radio Nova. Absolutely brilliant. I'll Cry When I'm Dead. And some nice texts in about the music so far. Anto absolutely loved the noise early on. She said, "This is a real good noise. My 8-year-old Aurora is loving it." Gorgeous name, Aurora.
Amazing.
Yeah. So that is Make-Hay is the song, Anto, that you were listening to there. Brian says, "Absolutely brilliant music so far. Love it." Paul says, "Well, what time was that at?" And I'll tell you what song he was mad about. Oh, it was the Houseplant song. Yeah,
oh,
so
great.
Paul was, this sounds amazing. What is
Thank
it?
You,
yes.
Paul. It's not Paul Noonan by any chance, is it?
It is actually Paul Noonan, yeah. I thought I blocked his number. Yeah, that's Paul. No, it's a different Paul. And he says that, yeah.
Thank you, Paul.
Loving In the Right Light by Houseplants. So that was Morgana. Now we're going to do some brand new music. Animo Drive is the band. I really, really like this. It's called Walking the Cow. And they've got a new album on the way. And I have to say, this is one of my favourite songs from it. He's released three or four songs from the album. This is just, there's something great about this. Walking the Cow, it's called Animo Drive on Nova. Yeah, that is the brilliant Niamh Regan, who is playing Common Threads, a brilliant festival that is on down in the Burren, County Clare. The organiser of the festival, Dahi, is here with us now. How are you doing, Dahi?
I'm good, I'm great.
How are you enjoying being on the radio this evening?
I am enjoying it immensely.
Excellent.
Yeah, beautiful music. Thank you so much.
No problem. I made it all for you. So Niamh Regan is the act that we just heard there. The song is called Belly. And she played the first year and she's playing this year. So
she is.
There's a kind of a common thread between all the acts that are playing. I actually didn't even mean to do that. But there is definitely a kind of that thing of like, you are kind of promoting acts as well. Like you're showing off acts, you know. So yeah. I guess Niamh Regan is someone that you want to show off.
Yeah, and we kind of believe in looking after the artist quite well. I think because I'm an artist myself, I know the festivals and events and gigs and venues that I really enjoy playing in because you're looked after so well. And like, you know, it sounds selfish, but it also breeds a really, really nice atmosphere in an area, you know. Common Thread's a very good example where most of the musicians who are playing will also be at all the gigs as well. And like, you know, it kind of builds a lovely atmosphere and you kind of have this lovely kind of group mentality where, you know, you kind of have volunteers who are from the local area, you have musicians who have kind of worked with for years, and they all kind of mix together and you kind of get to show off this beautiful area that we're in, and yeah, it works really nicely. It's lovely.
Yeah, well, I've been banging this drum for a while, but I believe that as AI and, you know, kind of more, you know, built music and, you know, more fake kind of music or whatever, authenticity is going to be the thing, and it's going to be incredibly important for intimate shows and music which has a lot of soul and personality. And this festival really feels like there's a big community there. It's very authentic. It's going to be a collective of people moving around. So it's something that is very admirable. commonthreads.events is where you get tickets for it. It looks like a brilliant event, and it's very, very exciting. I will be recording some music, so I won't be able to go.
Aww.
I'm sad. I'm sad about that.
Next year.
That's legally, I've just written that down. That's an invite.
Signed in, yeah.
Yeah. We've got some questions in for you. We're going to answer in a second, if that's
great.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
087-1818-100, if you'd like to ask Dahi a question about his own music or about Houseplants.
You can ask me whatever you want.
Or about Common Threads, or how he organises his ridiculous calendar of stuff. And we'll chat about that after this.
Welcome to List with Kieran McGuinness, Radio Nova.
Yeah, it's Kieran McGuinness. This is the All-Irish Hour on the Nova Guest List. It's a pleasure to have you along. Thanks for all your questions in for Dahi. Dahi is in, member of Houseplants, his own music, and part of Common Threads, the festival that we're chatting about. Al has been on. He says, we saw Houseplants at Beyond the Pale this year and loved them. Dahi is a legend, Al.
Oh, great. Thank you, Al. That's not a question.
That's not a question.
It's just a lovely thing
to
say.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, no, it was great. I think it was like on the main stage on the Sunday. And we had gotten new suits, so we were all very confident and happy. It was great.
It's amazing. New suits, amazing.
New suits for Houseplants, big deal.
Derek has been on. He says, Common Thread sounds great. Where did you get the idea?
Yeah, so I moved back, and one of my kind of major things was that when I came back to a kind of a small village, you really feel like you kind of have to give back to the community in some way. So the only thing that I really could do was do gigs and performances and bring in artists and stuff like that. So that was the idea. And then myself and the guy who runs with me, Peter Kelly, who's an amazing kind of promoter from Burr, we kind of were just saying that there was all these amazing places that we could play, but transporting people around was the big challenge. So that's how it kind of started. It was like, we have all these amazing places, we want to put gigs on them, but how do we get people there was the push. You know?
And the bus idea just adds a lot of joy to it. Bren says, hi Dahi, who is your ideal act for your festival?
Oh, that's a great question.
No offense, none taken.
None taken. Yeah. Driven Snow, of course, will be the one. Yeah, for sure. There's loads of Irish acts that we'd really, really love to get down. We kind of enjoy kind of having people who will be kind of big names that people know, but kind of changing up how they would play a gig, if you know what I mean.
And would it affect, like, there was a theme this year, and would it be affected by the theme, or would you bring people in based on the theme, or do you always have acts that would suit it?
Well, we started the theme thing this year, and that felt really right, because it was kind of like, you know, you're kind of really showcasing a whole pile of different people, which I really loved. But yeah, there's loads of people. We really do enjoy Irish acts. That's our kind of main thing, you know. But yeah, it's great.
Yeah, no, it is great. Why don't we play an Irish act, brand new Irish music here by a band called Pure Pleasure, and they're from Wexford, and maybe they will appear someday at Common Threads. This song's called Rooms, and it's a brilliant song, but when the voice comes in, you weren't ready for the voice coming in, and I think you're going to like this. Check this out. It's new. It's Nova. Yeah, that is Pure Pleasure from Wexford, and the song is Rooms. I really like that one. Quirky one. I love it. Check them out. It's Kieran McGuinness. It's Radio Nova. This has been the Nova Guest List. Thank you so much for listening. Dahi, have you enjoyed yourself?
I had such a good time. Thank you so much, man.
Thanks for coming in. I hope the festival goes amazing. I hope the live album goes amazing. And I hope any other personal things in your personal life, which may or may not be coming up, also go amazing.
Thank you very much. Yeah, yeah.
Why don't we play this? Colin McAlimmer is one of the big stars playing at the Brilliant Festival. And did you say he's playing in the Owie Cave?
He's going to be playing in the Cave, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Beautiful violin player, yeah.
Do you want to introduce this song then?
Yeah, this is a Frame song. Cullum has done a whole pile of stuff with the Frames, and then he also does a lot of score work as well, so that's amazing. It's... I'm not good at reading your
screen.
Lay Me Down by the Frames.
Lay Me Down by the Frames on Radio Nova.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness. The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.